A triumphant tone from the US president today. Complete and total exoneration, he's declared, after the long-awaited Mueller report into Russian interference in the 2016 US election finally landed with the US Attorney General. In a brief summary released by William Barr, he says the report finds the Trump election campaign did not conspire with Russia to influence the election, but there's a sting in the tail. Attorney General Barr says that while the report found insufficient evidence to prosecute President Trump for obstruction of justice, it also does not exonerate him. So investigations into whether the president committed any crimes are not over yet. Flint Duxfield explains.
After almost 2 years of investigation, a brief summary of the Mueller inquiry was released today by the Attorney General, sending the TV networks into a scramble.
It's very brief. It's 4 pages long, and we are going to hopefully get a printout so that those of us who are not...
But speaking from West Palm Beach in Florida, President Trump seemed clear about its findings.
There was no collusion with Russia. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever.
So far, all that's been released publicly of the special counsel's investigation is a 4-page summary prepared by the Attorney General, William Barr. It reveals that the investigation did not find that the Trump campaign team conspired or coordinated with the Russian government to influence the 2016 US election.
This was an illegal takedown that failed. And hopefully somebody's going to be looking at the other side. So it's complete exoneration. No collusion, no obstruction. Thank you very much.
But that's not entirely true. In all, 34 people were charged during the special counsel's investigation, including 6 people closely associated with President Trump or his campaign. While the Trump campaign was cleared of conspiring with Russia, the report specifically says that it does not exonerate President Trump from allegations he may have obstructed justice by interfering with federal investigations. Instead, Mueller's report lays out the evidence for and against the case for obstruction of justice, leaving the decision of whether to charge the president to the Attorney General, William Barr. In his summary of the Mueller report released today, Barr states that neither he nor Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein believed the evidence presented by Mueller is enough to charge the president. It's a decision which has been celebrated by Republicans, but only leaves further questions for Democrats like House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler.
The president has not been exonerated by the special counsel, yet the Attorney General has decided not to go further or apparently to share those findings with the public.
For Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, the summary is enough. The senator today tweeting that the cloud hanging over President Trump has been removed by this report. But Democrats like Gerald Nadler are now calling for the Mueller report to be released publicly in its entirety.
Earlier this month, the House passed a resolution calling for full and complete release of the special counsel's report by a vote of 420-0. We now call on the Attorney General to honor that request, to release the report and the underlying evidence, and to appear before the Judiciary Committee to answer our questions without delay.
Even if the Mueller report was completely released, it wouldn't remove the legal threats the president is facing. Federal prosecutors in New York are investigating hush money payments made by 2 women during the campaign who say they had sex with the president. And when Mr. Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, pled guilty last year, he directly implicated the president in campaign finance violations. With these and several inquiries by the Democrat-controlled House expected to be launched this year, it's clear President Trump's exoneration is still some time away.
Flint Duxfield reporting.